And it's time now for today's edition of Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen. And with today's program, here is your host, LaVon Eblen.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I thought I would visit about another program that happens on Saturday morning. Just as a reminder, if you haven't listened to it, Family Fun in the Kitchen. And would you believe, Jim, would you believe we've been doing this since July 5th, 2014? It's amazing. And so every week, Janine Knopp, that's Miss Nene, and I just try to give you some ideas, some recipes, but it's more than a recipe show. It also gives some personal stories, some personal experiences, both with families, other experiences, experiences with cooking, even sometimes some failures, you know, so some of those stories go along with it. Also, we try to include in whatever it is we're talking about, perhaps some kitchen tools, some tool that we found that really we think helps in the whole experience. And, you know, we don't need a whole lot of special kinds of appliances and tools filling up our kitchens, but there are a few basic ones that will really help make things easier. And so we've tried to share some of those kinds of things. Also, some tips. You know, we learn some things along the way by experience, by reading, by visiting with other people that, again, just make things easier. And for instance, we're going to be including this in this coming Saturday's program, but I'll just give you a little preview. We're going to be talking about citrus because right now all kinds of citrus are pretty much on sale. They're good prices. If your recipe calls for lemon juice and you're getting out of a fresh lemon, did you know if you heat it up in the microwave for just a little bit, you'll get a lot more juice out of it than just using it cold? You know, maybe that's not a big thing in your life, but it's just one of those little tips that kind of makes things better when you are baking or cooking in the kitchen. And I know I listened to Jim this morning, and he talked about using lemon juice on vegetables. So it's not always just in baking that we would use those kinds of things. Citrus is good for all kinds of things. So, you know, that's one of the things we include. I went back and looked at our recipes and our tips and so on since July 5th. Did you know you can do that? You need to go to the KJAN website, click on Programs, and then Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And there are all of the programs to listen to and also the recipes. Almost always there's a recipe. And many of those have pictures along with them, along with some comments and tips. So those are all there for you. Now, I know some of you listening going, oh, yeah, it's another thing on the computer, and I just don't do computers. Well, that's a little difficult then to look back at the past programs. But I'm thinking you could ask a friend. You could go to the library, and it's really easy to look at those. And maybe if you want a specific recipe, somebody would just copy that off for you. Or write us at KJN. Give us a call. We'll be glad to provide those recipes for you and mail them to you so you can have them in your kitchen. Why don't we include the recipes? Most cooking shows go through and include the recipe, and that's one choice to make. But Miss Nene and I have so many things that we want to talk about that we don't think we have time to give the recipe. It takes time to do that, not only for us, but you need to have your paper and pencil handy and make sure you get all the ingredients. So we have chosen to only put those on the computer, on the website, or we will send them to you. So that's the reason for that, and I know some people are frustrated about that. Sorry, but that's the choice we've made. So, tips for baking and cooking, as I mentioned, along with the tools and the pans, but we hope we don't talk about things that are kind of far out on the edge, just the things that are really practical and will make it easier in your kitchen. Another thing, if you look back, as I did, to kind of review and it's sort of surprising to me, some of the things that we have done. We do some seasonal things, seasonal in terms of harvest. For instance, we did a number of programs on apples, several programs about tomatoes, some about squash. So seasonal related to the fruits and vegetables that we might use in baking or just in some other way in our kitchens. And seasonal in terms of holidays. Went back and there's one there. Not a recipe for food to make, but for dyeing Easter eggs. There were special foods related to Christmas and some related to Halloween. Some just related to summertime, such as making ice cream in a bag. So as Miss Nene and I decide, what are we going to talk about this week? Well, that's one of the things we think about. What might be fitting into your life and your schedule in terms of seasons and what's going on? We also sometimes, not always, sometimes try to make things really simple. And I know lots of people like simple, quick recipes, simple, quick things to do to make a meal for their families. On the other hand, some of them are fancier and take longer time. But those are the kinds of things you might want to do for special holidays, for special occasions. So you kind of decide, okay, this one I want to make, even though it's going to take me more time, because I want it to be really special. So as we go down the list, you know, cakes, pies, sweetbreads, snack things like crackers, smoothies, bars, cookies, pies, they're all in there in a variety of flavors. And that's kind of Miss Nene's specialty. She's the baker, extraordinaire, she's a wonderful baker in all kinds of things. And then I usually kind of do the vegetables, fruits, main dishes, soups, salads, those kinds of things. So we think we're a pretty good team and we get along really well to share our experiences. One of the things that I like to include are different ways to use appliances that we have on our kitchen shelves that perhaps don't get used very often. And I still have more experimenting to do. But for instance, using the waffle iron, or it could be a panini grill if that's what you have, to cook vegetables instead of just meat, which we think that's what they're for, or in the case of waffle iron, just waffles. Oh no, hundreds of things we can do with a waffle iron. So that those appliances get used rather than just stuck on the shelf. Slow cookers. That's one that I want to do a lot more exploration with, because I have people tell me that, well, it all tastes the same. You know, I got tired of using it because it all tastes the same. Well, again, there's such a wide variety of foods, main dishes, desserts, in addition to the meats and so on, that can be done in a slow cooker. So I need to experiment more with that and share some of that with you, because this is a slow cooker is a great thing to use in terms of planning ahead, saving time, having a meal ready to go. But also great in the summertime because it doesn't put so much heat in the kitchen. So it's a good year-round tool. So those appliances, various uses of appliances, are one of the things that we like to try to include. Grills, lots of possibilities for grilling. And some people do that year-round, not just outside in the summertime. So vegetables, as I mentioned, and my favorite to try to include are some things that, you know, not corn and beans, you know how to do those, but asparagus, kohlrabi, zucchini, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage is supposed to be cauliflower is supposed to be the in vegetable along with several others. Have you heard about a cauliflower steak? It just means slicing it into a steak shape and putting it on the grill or on your panini grill, whatever, and or mashing it like mashed potatoes. So as a cauliflower, again, it's thinking about not only the tips, the equipment, the appliances, but also how we can use our food in various ways. Some of the other things that we include when we talk about a recipe often is the history, something about the special about the ingredients, an explanation of where it came from, why it's used, and all those kinds of things. So it's more, again, than just listing the ingredients. And then when we think about what Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene is all about, it is about having good times in the kitchen. It's not to find recipes necessarily that kids can cook in the kitchen by themselves. That's kind of, you know, sometimes that's okay. But it's the experience of cooking together, and there are all kinds of things that kids can do when they're with their parents, their grandparents, who, friends, whatever. It's just having a good time in the kitchen and making memories. So if you haven't listened to Family Fun in the Kitchen on Saturday morning, 7:45, we're inviting you to tune in. And if you can't do that, remember it's there at the KJN.com. Always there, no matter what time, no matter where you are, as long as you have your, iPhone, iPad, any of those technical things. And if not, see a friend, go to the library if you don't have a computer of some sort. So, again, until next time, here's what we say on Saturday morning. Make some family fun in the kitchen.